just don't let them do it by themselves, though. What they do, everything they do by themselves, it becomes their bill. If it's any good, if it's bad, it's mine. Now, I want a 50-50 and tell Dirksen that we're willing to go with him. But you met with him every day, and you don't mind driving the horse with him, but I damn sure don't want to be in the second car in the caravan.
All right.
And so we got tax, really, that you're waiting on, and... what about an antitrust?
An antitrust,
I want an antitrust man that is a symbol of what I want in antitrust. You know how I feel about antitrust.
Yeah.
I'm not the Gore crusader on antitrust. I think we ought to advise these people how to abide by the law. We ought to get a new law on it. We ought to have a great study on it, bring it up to date. And I think we ought to just go around indicting and harassing and raising hell. We ought to make them comply with it. And if they don't, then I think we ought to give them the work. But I'd get done without lawsuits anything I could do.
Yes.
And I would be reasonable and moderate. But I think the best thing you could leave is have a complete revision of antitrust and next year modernize the whole damn thing. Bring it right up to the 20th century. And I've committed to that. As you know, I don't know.
I know. I haven't gotten it. It's a little awkward for me to start doing that until I can get my new man.
That's right. But bear in mind, when you're getting this new man, that you want to get a man that's got the jibe of you and Ramsey, with big long jaw, that's quiet and that's not a fella with my personality. We want a fella that's not a persecutor or not a promoter. We want somebody that's a judge, because that image can help. You can sit down with a guy and get a lot more done and keep from scaring him with a soft voice. And that's the kind of fellow you want to get in this job.
Yeah.
If you're going to have to be tough, then let's get the right kind of personality to be tough. So he's disarming, and he's kind and soft and fair and judicious. And then if they have to lower the boom, we'll lower it. Okay, I guess that's all. Now, what
President, on the CIA thing, did you ever consider the possibility of Lloyd Cutler on that?
We're going to make him Undersecretary of Commerce, but I hadn't.
I was trying to think of people who had the qualifications you talked about, and I wondered whether he wasn't one.
I'll give some thought to it.
Right as hell. And succinct, incisive, and practical.
Is he liberal or conservative? I'm a little afraid that Connor may be a little bit conservative.
Well,
just speaking to you confidentially, he's going to take him as undersecretary, and I don't want to overload that damn thing. I don't want to be a Wall Street.
I would say Lloyd Cutler would be on the liberal side.
Well, that's good. That would be a good balance. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Well, we'll check into it then, CIA, but he's going over there. I'm giving serious thought to moving... Boyd over to the CAB, but we really need a transportation policy more than anything else.
Yes, we do.
Now, I wanted to call you. The reason I called you was to thank you and thank you to express my not only appreciation but admiration for the job you did with the New England boys. I think you've got to sit down with Connor and Buford Ellington, too, and help evolve a practical thing. Now, I don't know what's right, and I don't want it done here. There's no reason it didn't. I don't own any oil. I don't own any gas. Never had a share of it in my life. I've got nothing to do with it. And they don't have the residual problem anyway. Texas doesn't give a damn about what happens in
the whole problem.
That's what it is. But the public doesn't think so. And the New York Times, Washington Post, they always... They don't know. They on the side of Standard Oil here, and they're raising hell about oil, and they on the side of Standard. And it looks to me like it's pretty difficult to just flood this country in a sea of imports when we're down here on the right, we've got this coal problem. But they tell me that coal can't do anything about it anyway. Now, if they can't, I want to see that Sweeney, and I wish you'd sit down with Buford Ellington, Sweeney, and Connor, and listen to the economics as well as the legality. And let's take that into Buford's study and see really what this administration ought to do. I really don't know what it ought to do. I know the power companies have got more people bought in their hip pocket than anybody. And I know what the hell are they raising hell in Florida, and I know how they're raising hell in New England. Now, New England would be a healthy economic economy if they hadn't been owned by the power companies all their life. And they're still owned. So they're raising all this hell. And New England doesn't come with clean hands. It's raising hell every day about importing one watch. It's raising hell about importing one pair of Czechoslovakia shoes. It's raising hell about importing one woolen coat. But here, they want to import everything. So I think what they ought to do is get Connor to see if really this does have any effect on coal. If it doesn't, I don't see how it can help but have effect on him, but they tell me that it does.
Well, it's less than 2% of...
Well, anything, though, when a man's dying...
Well, I know, that's a problem.
No use of us to put our taxpayers' money in, tax a guy in Boston to go down and give a man a made-work project in Charleston, West Virginia, and the same day bring in some Mexican oil that stop his brother from working. That just don't make sense. Now, we got to find some answer there. So you and Connor and Buford get together.
All right. You want Connor, Udall too, don't you?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah. But Udall is the biggest damn fool I ever saw. How he dumped that thing over here. He just hadn't got any judgment. And I like him. He was just my favorite. He's been beautifying with me all over the country. And I just liked him. But he just went and first thing he talked too much, Nick, to everybody before he did anything.
Yeah.
Then he got into this thing and he found out he hadn't talked to a lawyer.
I think it's undumped with the senators. Of course, I don't think it's undumped publicly, but I think that the senators are pretty good shape on it. I mean, they want to solve it, but I don't think they now think, this was done for...
We never heard from Cole. Cole never heard until the senators started raising hell. Then yesterday, they moved in and started demanding to come see me. I got three letters last night. The Cole policy, the attorney for the mine workers and Tony Boyle and all of them demanding to come see me. Now, they hadn't opened their mouth until these fools got in the paper. And I refused to see them, so I'm going to make all them mad. But it seems to me if we can offset Appalachia some way, if we can make Appalachia go to work, or if we can dig this harbor and let them go to shipping coal, or if we can send somebody to Europe and get them to buy some coal, that then we can help on the residual thing. In other words, if it is true that this import to residual doesn't affect coal. That's what they say, and I don't believe that. I know damn well if it's cost them $40 million, that means they're paying $40 million more for coal. And I know that if that's true, that affects coal. So, but if they can make that case, I want them to sell it to the coal policy, and then we'll get $100 million and dig some harbors and start shipping it abroad. But I want to find some solution to the coal thing, and anyway, I got to find the best line for the government. I don't know what it is. It's got no line now. Okay.